Blog Talk Radio.
Hello.
Good morning.
Hey, now, well, I tried to get music, but it didn't go on.
Well, good morning, everybody. Oh. Welcome to the Best Life Cafe. My name is Kathy Anello, and I am here with my co-hostess, Carrie Butler. And we're here this morning talking about manifestation, how to bring sort of your reality or your desires into your reality, and really how we do this. And Carrie and I have been working with the law of attraction since we met, asking ourselves every day sort of questions about, you know, how do you get from A to B? How do you get from the thought to the desired reality? And we both follow Abraham Hicks, you know, ask and it is given. And so we have a lot of information on basically how, you know, we all want more money or a house or a car, or, you know, maybe we want to manifest a partner in our life, or, you know, a body that we want to desire, a diet that we want to have, a, you know, celebrity status, whatever it is that you desire. I personally believe and know for a fact that when I put myself in my mind in a situation that I want, that I usually find myself in that situation somewhere down the line. And this morning I also shared on our Facebook Best Life Cafe page my vision board, and I'm going to talk about that in a little while, on how that helps sort of get clear. So good morning, Carrie.
Good morning, lovey. How are you?
Well, I am exhausted, and I'm not going to complain, but let me tell you that, the brain is just not engaging like it used to a couple weeks ago. So 13 days till tax season is over, and the reevaluation of Cast Life will begin.
Woohoo! We're counting it down. We are counting it down.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm so excited about this show today. You know, I'm like kind of obsessed with Abraham now, and I listen to him every morning, and it has just, you know, the more I listen, the more clear everything gets. I think I could listen to the same recording every day, but then just hear mm-hmm. it differently, because in every mm-hmm. moment, I'm in a different place, and I just have to tell you a funny story. So yesterday, I was listening to Abraham, and I finished listening, and a while back, my ex-husband gave me these checks from Anthem Blue Cross, the insurance company that I'm with, and they were dated 2013. And there was a letter that came with them, and I'm like, oh God, like what, you know, what do I do with all this? So there was a phone number, and I called the phone number. Anyway, the girl called me back, but I missed the call. So I was checking my voicemails, and realized, oh my gosh, I got to call this girl, right? And so I could not for the life of me remember what I did with these checks and this letter. Like, I just was like, oh God. So as I'm listening to the recording, it's like, hey, you know, like if you got this letter, this is what you need to do. And I'm just kind of like looking over at the stack of papers and stuff. And there was like this little corner of a paper sticking out. And I'm like, oh, I wonder what this is. Well, sure enough, it was the two checks. I was just like, you have got to be kidding me. Like, it was so, like, boom, there it was. Like, I manifested them, like, immediately. And I was just like, holy, holy, holy. Because I really, I blew my mind. It just blew my mind. So talking about, like, instantly manifesting and what it takes to be there. And, you know, I'm just, and the thing, I think the thing that like drives me the most crazy is that things happen and it's like, I'm not consciously doing it. So then something will happen and I'll go, okay, well, wait, how did that happen? You know what I mean? Like, how did that happen? Because we talk about like, you know, co-creating, and it's literally like becoming conscious about what your thoughts are and what you want, so that you can really put that whole thing into motion, you know?
You know, it is about that.
It's about managing your thoughts, but more importantly, of everything that I've studied about it is feeling it into existence.
True.
And that the way we, you know, like, for instance, in your case, you know, maybe you want to, you know, you're thinking, I need some money right now. Like, I need to manifest money right now. And money is a big manifesting thing. And you know, Carrie and I turn Carrie on to this. And a few select people, actually, I put it in my book, so I guess everybody. But Shrem Brazi is like a energy call for money. And I would, you know, tell people, and I'd say, just test it for 10 days. Every day, say 108 Shrem Brazis. It's just like Shrem Brazi, Shrem Brazi, Shrem Brazi. 108 times, not a big deal, 2 minutes of your day. Watch money start flowing to you. So, and then when you're doing the Shrem Brazis, I always like would picture money just like floating around me and just falling out of the sky on me and just really wanting to manifest money. So when you, but it's a feeling of having the money and knowing that you're going to be protected, because we all go into these places of how in the world can I afford to have this in my life? I want this, but how can I afford to have this? And we use words like, I can't afford it, or I can't, you know, that's, but now, and we've talked about this, it's, I choose not to have this right now is a better way than saying I can't afford it. Because with, also with the words and the thoughts is the feelings, and how you brace those words, meaning if you say I can't afford it, then you can't afford it. If you say I'm choosing
right.
not to have this right now, I really want this down the line, and I'm going to put this out there to come to me, the checks come. Do you see what I'm, you know what I'm trying to say? Like the full circle is the ask, the feeling, the belief that it's there before it's even there. And just the knowing. And knowing always feels natural. Like if you're wondering, is this right? Like when you're in a natural state of being, that's when it's right. And when you're, and when you learn what the difference is between your natural state of being and when you're acting out of that, you know, maybe that's something that you want isn't coming and you're getting frustrated. It's probably not your natural thing. And then so you can kind of relook at it. Like I could take this to so many levels. Like the rainbows are just going up. I'm like, I could go here. I could go here with
right.
the subject.
Yeah.
So
it's, well, here's the thing. Like, so, you know, Abraham has, there's apparently there's 5 steps. I thought there were 3. I always listen to him. He's like, yep, there's 3 steps. Okay. Yeah, no, there's 4. So here's what they are. So it's ask, right? Believe, receive. And then the 4th one is like really like continuing to like be in that place of receiving. And then 5 is go back to step 1 to ask and have it be okay that it did, like you might not have been in the right frame of mind or whatever to do it, to get it the first time. Do you know what I mean? So it's like, so 5 is like, it's a circle. So you just go back and not beat yourself up about it or being in the, you know, in alignment every minute of every day, because we can't be, we're human beings, you know, but the point is to become conscious of being there so that when, you know, Abraham says, when you don't feel good, you're not in alignment. Period.
Mm-hmm.
Like if you don't feel good,
not
of like you're not in alignment.
Yeah.
And
I
there
mean,
was this whole thing about forward thinking.
Joy.
Yes.
Go ahead. Yeah, I want to hear about the forward thinking. But I just wanted to say that our natural state, and this is, you know, a mini Wayne Dyer Wednesday quote, our natural state is joy. So if you're feeling anything but that, you are not in alignment. Now, forward
right.
thinking.
So, oh my God, there's so many things that I can say about this too. So forward thinking is, so Abraham says that, you know, like we think that now is like you and I just sitting here talking like this is now, but no, like it's gone. Like now is not there. Like what I thought now was is now no longer now. Every moment of every second of every day is now. So the things that
mm-hmm.
happened just 5 seconds ago are not even, they're not now. Like I am not now
oh.
talking to you on the phone because that already happened.
Ah!
You see what I'm saying? Do you know what I mean? Like talk about a freaking head blow. It's like what? So every
yeah, I
second,
get it.
Like every,
I get it.
Right? So
I
you have
that.
The opportunity. It's an opportunity to change your thought at every given moment. spirit, source, whatever you choose to call it, it never looks back. So forward thinking, and this is a part of if you kind of get stuck, like if you're in that place where your momentum is getting a little, like let's say you're in a place and you're angry at somebody, you know. And, you know, listen, you guys, creating and manifesting is all about, it doesn't mean like, it doesn't only mean manifesting things like money, and, you
right.
know, like hard objects. It means like, I want to manifest like being in a good mood. That can, you know, it's like, it can mean anything. And it just so happens that people want to manifest money often.
Well, money. Freedom.
So anyway,
so really what you want is
right.
freedom. It's not even the money. It's the feeling of freedom.
It's not even the money. Right. Exactly. Which is, hello, the feeling. Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
They said to just go really lightly. Like, you know, it's like, I love the feeling of, you know, it's like you're angry at somebody, you know, it's like, I love the feeling of, you know, being on the same page with this person. I love the feeling of having no conflict with this person. Like you just start, so you're thinking forwardly about what you love about this person, because no matter what, that's where you want to get to. You want to get to the love of that person. And then she, you know, it's like, so like then the momentum starts in that situation. It's like, I love the birds. I love the sky. I love, you know, it's like, so you take your attention off of the energy that you're feeling. And I actually had to do that the other day, and it was, I think the key thing for me was to really acknowledge that I was not connected with spirit. I was thinking, why in the heck did I like create this? Like, it was crazy. It was like such a crazy thing. And I was like, all right, Carrie, you did it, whatever, let it go. And like, let's get, like, I knew where I wanted to be. I knew where I wanted to be. I knew where I wanted to feel. So I was constantly, you know, forward thinking. It was like, you know, I love when my day goes smoothly. I love when there's no conflict with anybody in my day. You know, I love the fact of feeling happy and joyful. And I just kept saying stuff like that over and over. And I finally got to a place that was so much, for me personally, it was so much better than where I was, because where I was like icky, you know, and I just didn't want to be there. So, God, I get out of breath and emotional thinking about it, because I know that we have, it's like so up to us. Like, we can do this. And, you know, the mind is tricky. That little guy over there that we, you know, say sit on the couch, and it's like, I see you there, but I'm not going to, you know, whatever, you can sit there, but I'm going to go do my day. It's really tricky. Really, really tricky. So,
you know, that was so beautifully said. And, you know, like, I mean, I was sitting here while you were saying, you know, those, you know, talking about the feelings that you desired. And I thought that took a whole, 42 seconds to say. But the impact on your spirit, especially if you're trying to climb out of a situation that was either, you know, hurtful or made you angry or gave you frustration or whatever those emotions are that don't feel right. And I thought, if you just kind of like woke up every day and in your little morning ritual did a few Shrem Brazis and a I want to feel good mantra, and I mean, like, it's life changing, you know. There's a great book out right now called It Only Takes 4 Minutes to Change Your Life. It's Rebecca Baraki, I believe her last name is. And it's so interesting because what she talks about is that just that, like, all you have to do is take those 4 minutes, put yourself in a good mood. In fact, Abraham further talks about it being 68 seconds of a thought. So if you think a thought for 68 seconds and beyond, it's out there. It's in the universe. The universe wants to answer you. It wants to meet you. And so you put those thoughts out there, you get out of the way, and in every little moment that comes up through the day, you think, I would rather be in peace than conflict. You know,
totally.
So I love that you said that, because that's really, you know, we talk about manifesting things versus feelings of peace and inner peace and no discord in your outer world. And I, you know, personally would swear
you know, 2.5 months ago, I had the perfect life. I was really happy. There was no drama. And in 9 short weeks, I have had more things come my way than in the last 3 years. And I had to ask the universe, like, what is my part here? What am I not seeing? And it's really been an inner journey that I'm, you know, obviously working triggers a lot of the PTSD from work. And I went right back into work mode. And then I had some really, you know, devastating news in a couple areas of my life and life-changing news. And just kind of, and then my RIP Max, our doggy, got put down last week. And all these things have been going on while I've had to go into work mode, and I'm thinking, there's a message here for me because I'm not living in my natural state when I'm working 12 hours a day. Like, that's not who I am. I can't even write right now. I can't even carry a thought. I'm really surprised I can have this conversation. So I just think it's so interesting that in the midst of all these things that we want, real life happens, you know? And so how do you get out of the real life situations that feel, you know, bring the negative emotions or the sadness, or, you know, and how do you just say, hey, I'm going to feel better? But that is what you have to do, because no matter what's going on in your outer world, you're still here with you. You still have to feel those things in your own body. And that's where I feel the most out of alignment right now, is in my body. Like, I'm not acting in accordance in my body because of all the outer stuff. So, you know, for me, hearing you talk just makes me think what I really need to do is start doing some I am affirmations and some, you know, I desire peace. I desire love. I desire no conflict. I just love that. So thank you. Anyway.
You're welcome, honey.
From there.
I love that.
From there.
Well, I want to hear a little bit more about your vision board and all that stuff.
And I really was just so, you know, a little bit upset with myself today, because it's April, five, and I have not done a 2017 vision board. But I shared a picture today, and on this board, okay, well, on the top, it's $1 million in the bank account, but that's really not going to happen this year. But maybe. Anyway.
What?
But here's the thing.
I'm sorry. We're having a conversation.
Oh, my God.
I know.
We're having a conversation about manifesting,
oh, no,
and you're like,
actually,
yeah, that's not going to happen.
It's actually $1 billion. I'm sorry. It's $1 billion. But let's, from there down.
Oh, my God.
Write
you're
a book,
fruitcake.
Done. Write a book, done. Speaking on stage, done. New York, Los Angeles, work on movie set. Hasn't happened yet. Sell 1 million copies of 6 Months to Live. I've sold 500 books. I'm on my way. How to sell 1 million books in email. Good health equals good life. Staying connected with group, meaning my jump group, and my worthy sisters and you, and I've really been able to pull that off. Work from home, you know, 8 months out of the year, yes. Visit La Jolla, Boston, Seattle, Las Vegas, Portland, a tropical island, Italy, and Paris. I did do La Jolla. I did do Vegas. I did do Portland. I have not done
tropical
Seattle.
Island.
And I did do it. I did Hawaii. That's right. And so travel's on there. Peace, nurture friendships and family, healthy relationship, meaning creating a relationship that I feel is like cohesive. And, you know, that's a work in progress. And then serenity, which I've really seen, it has a picture of a person standing by a lake and the sun going down. And a lot of these successful blog, I've had a really, you know, my blog hasn't been marketed well enough, but I am really enjoying my blog, and I love to do it, and the feeling of having a blog. And then Disneyland, I've gone twice, and I'm going in a week.
There you go.
So, like I put those pictures up, and I look at them when I'm sitting at my desk, and I know these are things that I want my future to be. And I create them by having it in front of me and by going for it. And when I say going for it, I mean that you have the vision, you have the feeling, you have the desire, you have the belief, and then the next thing is the action step. And the action steps come when the universe puts in your path the thing you desire and you go for it. So an opportunity to speak came up in the middle of tax season. And it would have been really easy for me to say, I can't do that, but I chose to do it. And as a result, I had somebody send me a text that said, the piano player wanted you to know that she can't put your book down. And that, oh, just
saying it, it just made my whole day. I was like, what if I hadn't taken the time to do that? You know, the 1 hour to just put myself together through this craziness and go speak. But it's on my vision board that that's what I want to do. And you can tell just by my emotions that that's what I want to do. So It's about taking the action step, even when you think this isn't possible, like the $1 million in the bank. You're absolutely right. Like, I completely thought that's not possible. But what if it is? What if it is possible? What if I have $1 billion in the bank? Holy cow. I'm all about it.
Yeah.
But again,
you just never know.
Freedom for me. It has nothing to do with the dollars in the bank as much as it does the freedom to create and be and write and you know, just be in my natural state. That's the only thing that money means to me. And security.
Well, when you really break it down and people say to you, you know, or not just to you, but to people, it's like, you know, why do you want $1 million? It is for the freedom. It's for the security.
Mm-hmm.
It's for the feeling, you know, it's the feeling of going to sleep at night, not pacing the floors going, how am I going to pay the bills? Do you know what I mean? It's just this feeling of calm for me.
Bills are paid.
I'll speak for myself. Bills are paid. It's calming. It's fine. Everything's good. You know, and listen, you know, Abraham also says, like, it's totally natural for us as human beings to want things, you know, to want special things in our lives and pretty things and meaningful things and cars and all that. Like, it's a normal state for human beings. And I love the story that they tell about going to a restaurant. I think a lot of people tell this story, actually. You know, it's like you... And the reason I'm going to tell this story is kind of how you have to be in the universe about kind of like placing your order with the universe, if you will, right?
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
if you go to a restaurant and you like look at the menu and you say, okay, I'll have the, you know, chicken and broccoli or whatever you decide you want to order. Well, you don't now then go into the kitchen and like cook it or say to the chef, like, okay, this is how you do it. Like, you just put it out there and then lo and behold, boom, somebody sets a plate of chicken and broccoli, you know, in front of you. So it's kind of like that in the universe. Like, okay, universe, I'd like to place my order. I'm going to, you know, this is what I'd like. Did I tell the story last week about the list, Esther's list? I can't remember if I told that story or not, but I'm going to tell it again because it's such a good story. So she was overwhelmed. She was feeling overwhelmed. She had all this stuff that she had to do, all this stuff. And this story is from when Jerry was still in human form. And I just love the story so much. And so they went to lunch and they went to somewhere where there was butcher paper and like crayons on the table. And she said to Abraham, so what should I do? And they said to her, make a column. On the page, like make, you know, draw a line down the paper. And on the left side, I want you to write the five things that you absolutely need or want to get done today. Just those five things. And Esther said there was like 100 on her list. Like there were so many. And then they said, okay, on the other side, on the right side, just write everything else. And she said it took like an hour to write everything else that she had to write. And then Abraham said, okay, so at the top of the list where you have the five things, just say things Esther will do today. So she wrote that. And then the other one was things I need the universe to take care of. And it was like all those other things. And she said it was like, first of all, it's just a feeling that came over her of like a little bit of freedom and like she could breathe, like it was breathing room. And then, like, some of those things, like, for example, were on her list. Were like, I have to call this person, or I need to talk to this person, or, you know. They started calling her. Like, she didn't have to take an action for it. Do you know what I mean? Like, they just started calling her. Things just started to line up. I think it was something about, you know, they needed to go to the store or something or bring, I can't even remember, but, you know, somebody went to the store and said, oh, hey, like, here you go. I was thinking you might want this or something. You know, just crazy stuff that it was like, oh, okay. So you just have to, like,
I
let it go
that.
And really, like, know that the universe is, like, with us, you know, with us. Like, we just fight it so much. We just think that people think, you know, this isn't going to happen. It's like, well, why the fuck not? Excuse my French, but, why him, not me? Like, why not you? For everything that you dream, you guys, like, we can all create the most miraculous lives. I know that I was having a little bit of trouble, 6 months ago or so, and I was just like, oh, what am I going to do? What am I going to do? And I really started listening to Abraham, and I started creating the excitement that is now happening in my life. And I was like, what did I not do 6 months ago that I'm doing now? And the word that came up for me was trust. Like, I just had to trust.
Mm-hmm.
I just knew it, you know. And I'm going to do my own little shout out right now, because you guys know, if you don't know, my company is called Emergency Cafe, and I teach emergency preparedness, and I created a deluxe line of emergency kits for homes and offices. And I am going to be on our local news on Saturday talking about emergency preparedness. And I've been thinking about that and thinking about that for so long. It's like, I really want to, you know, get out there and get more people to, you know, see me and know me and find out who I am. And so I was just like a little kid in a candy store. I was so excited because I know that I created that.
Yeah,
I know that I created that.
Oh, my God, Carrie, that is so exciting that you're going to be on the news on Saturday. All our LA peeps, tune in, and we'll be sharing that on our Best Life Cafe page for you all. And, you know, as far as where can we find you, Carrie, let's hear some shout-outs to your social media platforms.
So we can everybody can reach me at Carrie Butler on Instagram, or Carrie Butler or Carrie Tucker Butler on Facebook. I also have an Emergency Cafe Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook page for Emergency Cafe. As far as, you know, if you have any questions about being prepared or anything like that. So that's
just looking for information
cool.
on that. And, you know, we can never in this world be too prepared. I think that, you know, there's a lot of us that think, what's going to happen today? That's a whole other radio show. But you can find me at www.kathyanello.com. You can download a free chapter of my book, 6 Months to Live, Making Each Day Matter. You can find me on Facebook, Kathy Anello, 6 Months to Live Facebook page, Instagram, Kath's Life, Twitter, Kath's Life. And my blog is www.kathslife.com, which you can also link through the webpage. And the Best Life Cafe, we have had just an enormous amount of people last week responding to our Facebook page, and we really appreciate that. We want to hear what you have. If you have something you want to share, a book you want to share, you might be an author, you might have something that you do that brings light and love to the world that you'd like to share on our show, please reach out to us by sending us a message through the Best Life Cafe Facebook page. So I am going to move into – oh, go ahead. I was just going to say I'm going to move right into the Wayne Dyer Wednesday.
Okay. I wanted to just say that, like, you know, if when you guys create your vision boards, or if you've, like, always dreamed about being on a radio show or anything like that, like, we want to help people fulfill their dreams. So if one of those is, you know, you want to be on a radio show, come on. Like, we'd love to have you. It doesn't matter. Like, don't let your mind say, oh, God, no, why would they want to, like, have me on your show? No, we really do. You know, as long as it is, like, spreading love and light in the world, and that you are, you know, here on this planet for everybody's highest good, we would love to have you share your message. And we would love to help you do that.
And I'm super excited to announce that on April the 19th, we will be having our first guest, Dorena Kors from She's the Space Doula. And she has a webpage, breathingspace.com, and Facebook, you can find her, Breathing Space. She is the declutter queen, and there's no better time than spring cleaning to have someone like this give us all the information on not only decluttering our homes, but as we do that, decluttering all the garbage we carry with us inside. So she's an amazing guest, and I'm super excited to bring her in. April 19. So now, Wayne Dyer, Wednesday. Shout out to Wayne. He was in my heart this morning. I actually got had a little conversation with him. It's about something completely different that I'm going to share with the person that I was told to tell it to. But what the quote says, I just love Wayne Dyer being on the other side. Not that I don't miss him here, but he is so universal and so ever present in the world still. It's like he's here. Like I'm looking at his picture right now going, wow. So it says, act as if what you intend to manifest in life is already a reality. Eliminate thoughts of conditions, limitations, or the possibility of it not manifesting. If left undisturbed in your mind and in the mind of intention simultaneously, it will germinate in the physical world. In other words, get your thought, get clear on what you want. You know, Nancy Levin, our life coach, had us do a 50 desires list. That's a whole nother show because a lot of things on the list that I did, I made my list of all the most outlandish, great, wonderful, doable, unpredictable things, and a lot of them have happened. And so it's about putting it out there and then getting out of the way and letting it just stay undisturbed as a thought that you know is going to happen. And I just love being able to share that message, because if you do get out of your way and try not to say, I'll never have the $1 billion in the bank, you can manifest anything. I truly believe that.
Without question, 100%. You know, Esther or Abraham, like they use the word co-creating. And you, when you really understand what that means, it's like you're working with the universe. Like you guys are, like we're working with our spirit, with our source together. It's like we have a team. You know what I mean? Like we feel like we're individuals, but we have a team working together. You know, it's like if you planted a kernel of corn, like you have the expectation that, I don't know, 6 weeks from now, you're going to see like a little sprout. So things, sometimes like things are percolating, you know, like they're really, we don't know what's going on behind the scenes. We just don't know. But if you sit there, right? And you sit there and you're like, look at this little seed in the ground and go, well, come on, like, let's go already and stand there and snap your feet. Like, and then finally you just say, well, forget it. I'm just going to dig you up and eat you now. Like, you know, like, what's the point of that? Like, they're like the co-creating, the juiciness, the deliciousness of imagining it happening. And like the fun, like that's the fun of it. The fun of it is like knowing that it's coming, truly believing that it's coming, but enjoying the journey of the manifestation and the co-creating of it and, you know, what's it going to look like and the excitement and the enthusiasm. Like I'm just putting it out there in the universe. I'm creating a relationship right now. And in my mind or in my body, in my feeling, it's like, I am so excited to see who's out there, like that the universe is like, you know, going to come together with me on, and who he is and what he looks like. And oh my God, it's almost like having a baby, because like when you have a baby, you know, it's like you're so excited to meet this little person and like think of who he is and what they look like and their little hands and everything. And I feel, and a baby takes 9 months, right? It's not like you, boom, there's a baby. So it's like if you think about it in those terms of like that it does take, there's like a gestation period at times of certain things. And, you know, you can also manifest things immediately. But you've got to be in alignment. You've got to believe it. You've got to, you just have to know in your soul that this is going to happen. And it'll happen. Like, it will happen. I love it. Okay, so I'm going to pull a card. And I'm going to use, I'm going to pull a card from the Law of Attraction cards, the teachings of Abraham. So I'm so excited. By the way, you guys, I don't know if you guys know this, but the Law of Attraction also has a whole bunch of apps, you know, like how Doreen has her angel card reading apps and stuff. I just found this out, that the law of attraction, Abraham has a lot of them too.
Mm.
Okay. Wow, look at this one. It says the universal law of attraction defined. Okay. The law of attraction says essence of that which is like unto itself is drawn. And while this may seem like a rather simple statement, it defines the most powerful law in the universe, the law that affects all things at all times. For nothing exists that is unaffected by this powerful law.
Mm.
The essence of that which is like unto itself is drawn. Oh, so basically it's like, you know, you attract what you are putting out there.
Bottom line, you attract what you put out there. So, you know, you can take that a lot of places. Putting out the good brings the good. So you have to, like, you know, that goes back to the simpleness that I learned from Doreen, was that when those thoughts come in that are not in alignment with our true desires, we clear, cancel, delete. And I'll tell you, I've shared that with a lot of people, and they'll say, what was that again? Clear, cancel, delete? Oh, yeah. And they do it because they know that if you can erase that thought and think a better one, that something better is going to come, for sure. That is a way to get rid of your things. Okay, so I'm going to pull a card from my Universal Angel cards, because all my cards are still at my office, because this is my life right now. Nothing is really where it's supposed to be. And that is a big, bad statement. Sorry, sometimes I just crack myself up. Okay.
Crack yourself up, especially when we're talking about manifesting. It's like, no, everything is exactly where it's supposed to be right now.
I just thought about it in the broad picture, like my life has just been upside down. Okay. Ah! And what did I pull? I pulled the card called patience. That is
you crack
so funny.
Me up.
I know, right? Okay. And very simply, wow. It says, when you choose this card, perhaps you need to compose yourself. Quiet your mind. A great time for introspection. Delay is appropriate. Do not be over anxious for quick results. Be tolerant of yourself and others. Demonstrate calm stability with persistent courage in trying situations. You do have the strength of character needed in adversity. And don't let your emotions control your actions. Don't be provoked into hasty decisions. Timing is vital. And this is really clear on our subject. The seed is planted. Take the time to be clear and allow things to unfold. Do not push. Hang in there. Perseverance is good. There are a few pat, quote-unquote, answers. Consider the larger picture. A quick fix now could be costly later. And the definition of patience is the will or ability to wait, to endure without complaint. Self-possession of one's own spirit. And so really what I get from that message is that goes back to the knowing. Like, it may not be here today. There may be things on my board that I read off that haven't manifested yet. But I know they're going to come, because I know that I'm going to think thoughts and take action to create what I want. And I will take the patience card as I don't need it all to happen today or tomorrow. So I really appreciate that, because I have been going 100 miles an hour, and this is a nice reminder to me to stop and have patience that the next 13 days are going to go, and they're going to be gone, and I'm going to be able to put this time behind me, and like I said in the very beginning of the show, reevaluate my life. Like, I really know that's coming, so I'm excited about it. So, Carrie, if there's anything else, the only thing I have not asked you today is how the weather is in L.A.
It's not bad today, actually. It's a little cool, but beautiful and sunny. And we actually are expecting a little rain on Friday and Saturday, which is kind of...
So are we.
It could be our last little rain of the season. So.
And people might think it's funny that I ask you about the weather in L.A. every show, but the truth is that my happy place is in Southern California, and I continually live precariously through Carrie's life.
It's true. It gets a little crowded sometimes, but no.
Yeah. Right. All right.
Oh,
my
God.
Dear.
All right.
Anything
I love you.
Desires in the air?
No, I'm just like, I just want everybody to have an amazing day and just, you know, go be little co-creators. Embrace the universe, you know, like, just know you're not alone. Just know that every, like, you've got a team, and stop trying to push and just, you know, ease into it. It's all good. Like, it's all good. Just be love and feel love and give love and share love and just be a little marshmallow of love.
Yeah, you're just like love, and I'm like work. We're so opposite. But I will take your message with me today, and I will try
thank
to be
you.
Love. All right. Thank all you, right. Everybody. Have a great day.
Aloha, everybody. Love you.